Citizen of Sirius, jointly sponsored by the Miller family, member Joseph's father, Robert Siegel, his Reuven Ben, Yitzchak Halevi, making our way through Tachanan. We are in the middle of Shomer Yisrael. We last left off with this question. The two Shomer Yisraels, the first, Shomer Yisrael, Shomer Yisrael, Shem, you're the protector of the Jewish people, protect the remnant of the Jewish people, let the Jewish people, Al Yovad Yisrael, don't let us be lost. Ha'omrim, those who say Shema Yisrael. So that seems to reflect, we're calling upon Hashem, we're invoking those who recite Shema. The second, Shomer Goyecha, Shmo Sheis HaMechad, HaMiyachadim Shimcha, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which seems to be the same thing, a continuation of Shema. So last night we offered two answers. One, the first, was the reason we're saying Shomer Yisrael, we are describing Hashem as the one who protects Yisrael. HaOmrim Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael. Not Avram and not Yitzchak, but Yisrael. And as we spoke last night, Yaakov Avinu had a concern among his sons. If his grandfather produced a Yishmael, his father produced an Esav, maybe among his children, there is somebody who is not fully embracing the path. And that's when his son said Shema out loud in order to demonstrate, no, we're united, we're unified, and we are entirely in line with you in the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael. So we invoke Yisrael. They said Shema Yisrael. They were talking to their father, Yisrael. Shema, listen, Yisrael, our father. And when we say Shema Yisrael, we are affirming that we're united, we're unified, and that we have the proper beliefs. Then we quoted Rabbi Yehuda Leib Chassman, or Yael, who says that when a person says Shema Yisrael, they're saying it out loud, they're saying it to others, and that essentially the first Shema Yisrael, we're invoking Hashem, protect us, take care of us, secure us in the merit of HaOmrim Shema Yisrael, in the merit of those who not only learn and grow for themselves, but they say out loud to all those around them, Shema Yisrael. They're talking to the Jewish people, talking to their friends and neighbors, trying to inspire and motivate and not only live for themselves, but elevate everyone. And it's in that merit, HaOmrim Shema Yisrael, as opposed to the next one, HaMiyachadim Shimcha, that is really speaking to the essence of the theme. The Sefer Zos LeYaakov quotes based on the Maral. The Maral is in Siva Avoda, writes that the words Shema Yisrael and Kriya Shema are not a hakdama, they're not an introduction to Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Heim atzmam chelak me Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Saying Shema Yisrael, listen here, O Israel, is not the introduction, whereas the Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, surrender, submit to the yoke, the dominion, the providence of Hashem, is the rest of the sentence. But Shema Yisrael are part of the chelak themselves. Shemalchus Shemayim shonu mekablam tzrichal yos al ko Yisrael. Ein melech below am. This is the time of year. Elo, we're preparing for Tishrei. We're getting ready to be Mamlech Hashem. We're getting ready to coronate the Almighty. You can't be a king without a people. A person might have all the power. God might be the source of all existence. But Ein Melech below Am. So how is it that we reestablish Hashem as the Melech? Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. We're Mamlech Hashem not only on Rosh Hashanah, not only this time of year, each and every day when we are Mekabel Ol Malchus, Malchus Shemayim, we accept the kingdom, the dominion, the royalty, the power of Hashem, that Malchus, Ein Melech Bolo Am. So when we get people around us to also surrender, submit, to recognize they're part of His kingdom, that is part of the process of being Mamlechim, of Kabbalah So Malchus Shemayim. So if an individual only accepts the yoke of heaven on their own, so you can't be a king if you only have one member of your kingdom. One person in the kingdom does not make a king. So when we try to inspire and motivate and include everyone around us, Shema Yisrael, Yidden, Jewish people everywhere, there's a king, an almighty, our Father in heaven, and others accept. So when there's an Am, now there's a Melech. Now there's a Melech. So based on the Maral, he says, so Shema Yisrael, that we're calling all of the Jewish people, that's not just the introduction, but invoking and including and getting others to be part of Hashem's kingdom is itself part of being Mamlechem, and it's in that merit, HaOmrim Shema Yisrael, who include other people, that's part of the lesson and the idea. The last is Rabbi Yechezkel Abramsky. Yechezkel Abramsky, in the Chazon Yechezkel on Tefillah, he says there are three levels of Jews, Gimel Madrega Shel Yehudim. Yeshlam Ke'ilu Shekol Yehudusam Mistach Kemes Nekach Shem Yodim Shem Yehudim HaOmrim Shema Yisrael. There are Jews, and their entire Judaism comprises that they know, they heard of, Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. I know such Jews. When they're trying to tell you, they have very little background, very little education, very little observance. So their whole orientation of the Judaism is, I say Shema every night when I go to sleep. That's my Yiddishkeit. I say Shema with my children. That's a level. Sadly, there are too many Jews who don't even know Shema, never heard of Shema, don't say Shema with their children. But there is a level where the totality of a person's Judaism is Ha'omer Shema Yisrael. And then Yeshu Hudim Madrega Gavo Yoser, Shein Kvar Yodim as Yichud Hashem Yachdim Shemcha Shemaken Hashem Echad. So the Shema Yisrael, says Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky, are going in the hierarchy, the order of these different levels of Jews, a foundation, a fundamental level, an elementary level is Ha'omer Shema Yisrael. You Yidden who say Shema, Shkoyach, Shein. That's the first, that's the entry level. You at least say and you know Shema. The next level is to be Miyachadim Shimcha, to know the unity of Hashem's existence, to see Him everywhere, to Mekabel Omocho Shemayim. The Yesh, Me'olam Mehem Amaikma, Me'olam Mehem Amaikim Yosar, Meshal Shal Meshalash Kedushos LeKadosh. Kadosh B'Shmei Meroma, Kadosh Al Arab, Kadosh Al Olam Mehemaya. The three Kadoshes, the third of the Shoma Yisrael's, is HaMeshal Shal Meshalash Kedushos LeKadosh. Those who understand, they declare the threefold sanctity. And what are the three levels, says Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky? The Kadosh B'Shmei Meroma, Kadosh Al Ara, Kadosh Al Olam Mehemaya. Three levels, we'll get to it soon. So says Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky, these three Shoma Yisraels correspond with the three levels of Jews climbing that ladder. The basic, the entry point, Omer Shema Yisrael. To say to know Shema Yisrael. The next level, to really understand Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Miyachad B'Shimcha. And the even higher level is to live not for happiness, but for holiness. Kadosh, 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 to understand the threefold levels and ideas of Kedusha. That's the highest level, and that is therefore the hierarchy of the Shomer Yisraels.